Hey, Nadpoles. Caldwell here to talk to you about Hero Forge, the best place to get fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from. I actually just built a version of my Underdark Gnome Illusion Wizard, Kraslo, for use in a home game my friend has been running, and it was incredibly fun getting to scroll through all the options and details to bring this mage-handed menace to life. Their easy-to-use design tools let you build your perfect miniature online using a fully 3D, in-depth character creator right in your browser. Oh, and before you ask, yes, Hero Forge has goggles, and yes, Kraslo is wearing them. So if you've been thinking about splurging on a miniature for your D&D campaign, wait no longer, because May 2nd to May 9th, Hero Forge is having a spring sale. You can get 10% off all physical miniatures and free shipping, including international shipping on all orders. The figures are tiny, but the savings are huge. To take advantage of this great offer, visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature today and check back often because new content is added every week. Ooh, good to know. Kraslo just got a hat of vermin in the campaign, and I really want to find an annoying top hat for him to wear to represent that. In the meantime, that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and happy forging.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber.
Woo-hoo!
I'm one of your lore lords, Brian Murphy, joined, of course, by Caldwell Tanner and Emily Axford, the other lore lords. And then, very special guest, first time on the show.
Whoa. Not my first time, but
Jake
it's
Hurwitz.
Good to be back.
Jake. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you could...
Jake or Jacob?
Jake, you know me. We've traveled to different countries
Thank
together.
Thank you so much for coming here, Mr. Hurwitz.
Now, are you based in LA, or where do you live?
What are you talking about? You picked me up at the airport.
You're on If I Were You, still, if you want to
still,
plug that.
What do you mean?
If I Were You.
All right, great. Yeah, we'll do plugs up top.
Yeah.
While we're plugging stuff, I'm also on Dungeon Court and the main campaign
episodes.
Wait,
Dungeon Court?
Forget it.
Are you a judge on that?
Or? No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Fair.
Anyway, we've got a choose your own adventure book, or rather an endless quest book.
Oh, endless.
Even in the quest of life has an end.
That's correct.
And it looks like that book is not more than like 100 pages.
Emily, what's the end?
This book is
You'll find out.
Death. This book is older than all of us. This book was first printed in 1982. It is called Pillars of Pentagon, and there are a bunch of adventurers fighting a bone dragon.
That's sick. This is all very good. This book costs 25 cents at a garage sale, I believe. There is a sticker on the cover that says 25 cents. I'm inferring that it came from a garage sale. I don't actually know.
This is an official looking 25 cents.
Yeah, I was going to say,
a used bookstore.
I've been to a lot of garage sales. You don't get nice stickers like
that's
that.
That's true. No.
You can't get those a sticker are,
this
like
is
that.
The kind of book you give away at a garage sale.
Most garage sales.
I'll give that to you if you buy a lamp.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this.
And the lamp doesn't have a price on it. You have to be like, hey, how much for this lamp?
What do you
and
have?
And then they size you up and they're like, $10. And you're like, wait a second.
I believe we got this one in the P.O. box, right?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you to, I don't know if we have the name in front of us who sent it, but thank you to everyone who's ever sent us anything through the P.O. box.
We shouted them out already.
We thanked you at the end of an episode.
I believe we've thanked you, but thank you again.
Yeah.
You are our
Pentagon. You are Pentagon. All right, I'm going to kick it off on page two with...
Wait, read page one.
No, it's just like a preamble.
No,
guys, we got it. You know how long these books are.
Is there like
you
a
know
forward?
How long these books are.
Is there like
at
a quote?
Summarize page
the,
one.
The quote is... The forward is actually very sweet. The forward says, for my father who believed in me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
God, I can't believe
we're going to stop this there. Book. We can't stop it. We can't play.
And this is written by Rose... Estes or Estes? E-S-T-E-S.
All right.
Oh, man. I want my father to be the pillar of Pentagon that Rose's was.
All right. So a scaly, bark-covered hand wraps its long, thin fingers around your shoulder. A wispy voice whispers, excuse me,
A wispy voice whispers?
I need to tidy up around you. Your friend tree.
Could you make it wispier, please?
No. We're on paragraph one. I got to get about 10 pages before we can make a choice.
Wow. You read the forward again.
Your friend, a tree, lowers a branch and you climb on eagerly. You are always happy to rest in trees, branches, and watch your friend scurry about the forest.
The tree's name is tree.
The tree's name is tree. We're keeping it simple.
And I got to be honest, I really am already sold. You have a friend who's a tree.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rose.
So you are, and we are, Jamie, a young villager living at the edge of a mysterious forest.
I'm the tree.
Okay, so why don't we say Jamie Tree.
Okay.
Jame Tree.
Jame Tree.
Will be our name. Although the people of your village tell tales of woodland terrors and ferocious beasts lurking in these woods, you have spent your happiest moments rambling around the forest, climbing trees, craggy trunk, and playing with your friends, Fox and Owl. This is some Winnie the Pooh shit.
Yeah.
We really are going to the archetypes. We're going to Aristotelian ideals.
While Tree's leafy fingers straighten flower stems and brush his knobby roots, you listen to him discuss a party of adventurers with Fox and Owl. I thought them an exceptional group, Tree says. When they built their campfire, they gathered only dead wood. They did not break any of my branches, nor did they carve my bark.
That's pro move.
When they left, they put out their fire and cleaned their campsite. That's great camping behavior.
Yeah, leave no trace.
Yeah, leave no trace. Well, sorry, I'm different guy's voice. Well, I think they're heading for trouble, says Fox.
Fox.
Fox McCloud. Weirdly, yeah, from Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo before it. And I think maybe Nintendo before that. Who knows? I followed them when they left this morning. Bip-a-dip. They went off toward the river, but then they backtracked and started towards the Pillars of Pentagon. Owl gasps, "The Pillars of Pentagon? Surely you are mistaken." "No way, bird brain," Fox snaps.
Is that us? Oh, okay.
Sorry. Thank God that's not us.
Thank God that's not us.
I don't want to be that negative.
I hate to say it, but I am Owl.
Yeah, okay. So the Pillars of Pentagon lie in the most frightening part of the forest. They're kind of arguing back and forth. There's a long silence. The Pillars of Pentagon lie in the most frightening part of the forest. Not even the bravest creatures go there. "Hide," Tree says suddenly. "Fast, I see goblins coming up the path."
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
Okay, we hide.
Yes.
Okay, not how this works. You jump down.
Shit.
Jame Tree jumps down and skitters under a bush, so we do hide.
Good. Okay, we do hide.
Owl flutters high into tree's branches. Fox hides behind a rock, then changes his mind and runs for the forest. He's in plain sight when the goblins march into the clearing.
What are you doing, Fox?
Foxy.
Fox, watch out.
Try to be a little more furtive, bud.
Watch out, Fox.
I would be down if they brutally... I'd be down if Rose brutally murders Fox here.
I would believe in that, just like Rose's father.
Without pausing, the goblins throw their spears at Fox. He yelps and runs to the bushes. The spears miss him, but they thud solidly into Tree, whose bruise-like groans pass unheard by the monsters. "Missed," grunts one. "Doesn't matter. Fox tastes bad," answers another. "Don't care about taste. Hunting is funnest part." The largest goblin rips its spear out of the tree, then drops to all fours and sniffs the ground. "Girl's scarf," it says, picking up a white kerchief. "They've been here. Close now."
The goblin got to the ground, sniffed, and then found a tactile object.
I believe they found our scarf. Maybe?
Whoa. Is it our scarf?
Tree? Maybe.
We'll find out.
Oh, unless they're looking for someone else.
Well, they're looking for the adventurers, maybe? I think it might be the adventurer's scarf. There's no way we're going to find this information out.
Yeah. Yeah. We should just call it off here. So they've been here close now. The goblins crowd around their leader, blah, blah, blah. Then the last goblin pounds down the path. You scurry out from beneath your bush and rush to Tree. He moans softly and his branches sway in pain.
Oh my God.
Turn it off. Inspect
the wounds and plug them with wet, clean moss. The flow of sap slowly stops. Tree is calmed. And only,
oh my God.
Thank God.
That was really, really brutal.
We cannot lose Tree.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose Tree here.
Not this early.
Wait a minute.
Not when we can't even make a choice.
Let us get Tree killed, please.
Yeah. Let it be
the
on our hands.
The pages of this very book were made from the tree described here.
Okay. Owl climb.
That's good. That's
Owl climbs down as soon as you finish patching Tree's trunk. A goblin spear has pierced his left wing.
Oh my God.
"Do not be overly concerned," gasps Owl. "They just winged me." Owl keeps it light though.
I like that.
You gotta appreciate that.
But you are in trouble, Owl.
But Owl, you are gonna pass. You remove the spear and carefully press a pad of moss onto the wound.
We're a veterinarian. Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, we get choices coming up. Okay. Fox returns and inspects his wounded friends. "Wow, can you imagine that what they'll do to those adventurers?" he asked.
"Shut up, you coward. Where were you, Fox?
You fucking ran.
Two of your friends were just stabbed."
Yeah.
Jame Tree says, I don't want to think
fucking,
about it.
I, wait, I hit
you
Fox.
Hit Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all Fox's fault.
20. Fox is brutally murdered by Jame Tree. You say, I don't want to think about it, but you must, urges Tree. If we don't warn them, they won't stand a chance. We must do something. Don't look at me. I can't warn them, Fox says. You're the only human I'm on speaking terms with. Fox is correct, Pretty Owl good. Says. You are the only human I have ever met who talks to animals. It would be useless for Fox or myself to attempt to warn the adventurers, for they cool. would not understand us. You must warn them, Jame Tree.
We're some kind of druid if we're speaking with animals.
Yeah.
Maybe a ranger.
We're rubbing moss on yeah. stuff. We're yeah. talking to animals.
Or Dr. Doolittle.
So we have two choices here as Dr.
That's a
Doolittle.
Subclass.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a druid subclass.
Jame Tree Doolittle. We have a choice. warn the adventurers of their danger or return home, deciding you are too frightened to risk meeting the goblin.
I think, look, we make a lot of jokes here, but yeah. I think the choice is clear here. We return home.
Yeah. It's been a long day.
I mean, two of our friends are bleeding out. Like, that's kind of crazy that we would be like, let's go talk about
We need to go call a vet.
Do you guys want
to
go home?
Yeah, I want to go home.
Let's go home.
Okay. I can't outvote you. I would like to warn
I just want to see. I feel like we should go get like a
you
drink
wanna,
first.
And what do you think?
Let's go home.
Okay. We're going home?
Yeah. Go grab some Gatorade.
This has been
road.
This day. Okay. It's been a lot. Okay. It's been a lot.
Number nine. Fortunately, you have time to do your chores before your mother returns.
Nice.
Even though the south wind holds, you do not have any desire to run off to the woods. Over the next few days, you're so good, your mother thinks you're sick. But you're not sick, you're just scared. You often wonder how the adventurers are doing. But since you would need to go to the Pillars of Pentagon to find out, the question remains unanswered. Would your help have made any difference? Unfortunately, you'll never know. The end.
Well, folks.
Game over.
Wow.
Great job, assholes.
Scared like a fox.
Okay. Let's go back and warn them. Uh-huh. That was, I really did enjoy how much Rose
so
went in on the adventurer.
I do like.
Congrats, your mom is really fucking proud of you, and the adventurers you'll never meet.
I like that we were at least nice to our mom. Yeah. I like that there's that.
I have no issue with that ending. I thought that was great.
Yeah,
that
was good.
I thought it was lovely. Okay. We already have one success. Let's see if we can get two.
Yeah.
I guess technically we survived, so that's something.
Yeah, we did all our chores.
Yeah,
I mean, Owl never spoke to us ever again. But,
right. Why we brought Owl home?
Jame Tree's home. Let's go ahead and make a new adventurer. What do you want to name this adventurer?
Caldwell.
Okay.
Ooh, Tanner.
Caldwell shows up. So Caldwell's out for a walk with his family and runs into Owl and a bleeding tree and, and a very
Why are you making
fox.
Me relive this? This happened when I was 12.
Okay, I'll do it, Caldwell says. I'll show you a shortcut to the pillars, Fox volunteers. Allow me to ride on your shoulder, Caldwell, Owl says, and I too shall accompany you.
Wow, your talons are so sharp.
Caldwell holds out his arms, and Owl climbs up Caldwell's shoulder. Following Fox, Caldwell enters the forest. After 20 minutes, Caldwell comes to a tall stand of ash trees.
That was distracting at this point. It should be Murph.
Okay, it's me. Caldwell goes home and also takes care of his mom's chores.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Brambles and briars grow entwined around the base of the tall, gnarled trees. Mm-hmm. Murph pushes Murph's way through.
Maybe J-Murph.
J-Murph, and see that the forest stops at J-Murph's feet. The ground in front of J-Murph is a sickly burnt gray. Several large pillars rise like thick white fingers from the blackened earth. Their tips are broken and jagged, and huge pieces lie strewn about the clearing.
So the pillars are broken, presumably.
Pillars are broken.
Mm-hmm. I think we go home.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be bad vibes.
Wait, hold on. I just realized that there's dirty dishes in the sink, and Mom's going to chew
She's
us gonna out.
J-Murph goes home to kill a new character.
J.
Emily's here.
Jamily.
Jamily.
Okay. All right, I care about Jamily. Let's Let's get Jamily.
This is our one.
Gapes near the base of the pillars like a missing tooth in a jack-o'-lantern. You see three sets of footprints leading into the opening.
Gotta be the
As you peer into the opening, a squeal breaks from the forest, and you turn to see the goblins racing from the tangles. Turn to page 24. No choice. We just got goblins on our ass.
I'm gonna roll.
I'm not gonna be happy about it though.
Yeah. 11.
Okay, Jamily. Okay. Choking back your fear, you duck under the pillars and Gemily hides. Okay, as you round the... I'm skipping ahead a little bit just because there's pages and pages. As you round the corner, a crumbling stair... Oh, so you sneak into the pillars. As you round the corner, a crumbling staircase rises upward into the darkness. The passage splits at the bottom and leads both left and right. You lean against the staircase and try to catch your breath, pressing your fingers against the stone wall. You feel ancient stone carvings under your hands. The cries of goblins draw closer. Well, Featherhead, Pants Fox, got any hot ideas now? God, this is Sonic behavior. I'm getting
Sonic voice. Fox.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing this fox wearing like a pair of like khaki pants.
Yeah. It is my astute opinion that the carving moves around Gemily's fingers and a section of the staircase opens without warning. You fall backward into the darkness. Fox cries, wait for me. He slips through the opening. The wall quickly shuts and darkness closes around you. The dark is thicker and more complete than any you've ever known. Goblin feet pound up the stairway you are hiding under, and then there's a long silence. Finally, Fox says, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're not alone. I'm going to just change him to Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay. Yeah. This is great, yeah.
That is correct, a deep voice says.
Oh, shit.
Who's there? Gemily demands, trying to sound brave. In answer, a burst of light fills the room. A wrinkled old man leans on a staff in front of you. He seems more ancient and frail than anyone you have ever seen.
We tell him.
You don't have to show what you've seen. You have grandparents.
And I went to an open casket funeral once.
Surely.
And I'm friends with a tree.
You've seen other old people. The tree's probably older than me. No?
Yeah. He looks
not
better than close. You.
Really? Not a demeanor.
He's a birch. He's smooth.
Well, all right. He seems ancient and frail, more than anyone you've ever seen. A bright torchlight leaps from his staff. A young fighter stands on the old man's right, pointing his sword at you, sort of the Gandalf to the Aragorn. I get it.
Love it.
His battle-scarred armor and bulging muscles. Shit.
Whoa.
Tell you, this is not someone to anger. A beautiful elven maiden stands on the left. Bright red hair hangs to her waist. Shit.
What an incredible polycule.
Damn. She wears carefully tailored leather armor. Her hand rests on a polished dagger handle.
Fuck.
And she watches you intently with bright green eyes. Oh boy, mutters Fox. We're in for it now.
Quiet, shut Fox. Up. You insert yourself into every fucking conversation.
Play it fucking cool.
Patience, Fox, Owl says. I have found hasty judgment leads to disaster. Great call, Owl. Owl's just kind of on our side. He keeps it light, but he also
Owl
keeps it wise.
Owl knows what's up.
Yeah. I can't think of anything more disastrous than dying, he answers. Shut up, Sonic. Fox, Owl, cries the old man in a papery, dry voice. Does anyone have a Dasani? Do not waste your strength arguing with each other.
Please, I ate too many almonds.
Neither the fighter Baltek nor the elven thief Lydia will harm you. You stare in amazement as Fox and Al stop arguing and walk across the floor toward the old man. They understand the old man, and he understood them.
Whoa.
Surprised child, he asks. Don't be like you. I can speak with animals.
Please, you need to sit down.
So can those with me. Do you have Gatorade? Anything with electrolytes? He pauses, and you back away from him. Do not worry, Gemily, he continues. I am not one to fear. Come, sit beside me. I shall tell you and your friends everything you need to know. Do you have chopsticks? He holds out his hand. His eyes are...
just slurping up a tube of chopsticks. It was full of my throat.
I need to eat Blistex. His eyes are kindly and intelligent and hold all the strength his body lacks. You're dunking on this dude. Without a
Rose
word.
Rose had someone in mind she was substituting with.
Without a word, you cross the small space between you and clasp the waiting hand, fixing his gentle yet powerful gaze on you. He begins, although it seems unlikely, this was once a beautiful place. There were no goblins, no monsters, no death, no destruction. The fields were fertile. The people were prosperous and happy and blessed my name, the name of King Pentagarn.
What?
This is King Pentagarn himself.
What did they grow here, King Pentagarn? What was it fertile with?
Beets.
There were beets here?
There
the
were
fuck?
So many beets.
No. That reminds me, I have to go home and do the dishes.
You go home, you eat beets with your mom, and that's a game over.
That's two, folks. Three.
Although I was a wise and good king, I did not do it alone. I'm just going to go kind of fast here. I was aided by a great magical staff. It was given to me by my father, who had received it from his father before him. From his father. I am a Nepo baby. Contains the magic and knowledge of all those lifetimes. Unfortunately, in the hands of evil, it can be used with terrible results. You understand me, of course.
I don't trust him.
Yeah. Wait, Pentagon.
I'm
so,
just
like,
the king.
Yeah, he lost his staff.
Can I roll insight?
Roll insight on Pentagon.
17.
19 for me.
You see he could really use some Blistex.
Okay.
Specifically to eat. One night as I slept, a black fog covered the kingdom. By the time we discovered this was a magical fog, it was too late. It had cloaked the coming of the evil one, capitalized E, capitalized O. In the darkness of the magic fog, the evil master, capital E, capital M, crept into my castle and stole my magic staff. When the sun rose, it could not pierce the black gloom. Most of my people fled in fear, and those who stayed to fight were killed by the black cloud. I fought desperately, but without my staff, I couldn't even beat a cloud in a fight. He didn't say that. I added that. At last, I neared total exhaustion. All about me was ruined, and I was forced to leave my own kingdom. Though I was too weak to battle my unseen foe any longer, I vowed I would return. God, get on with it, Pentagon.
And he's really old, so he's saying this super slow.
Year after year, I return, seeking to defeat the evil one. Blah, 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 blah.
Can you just do like some water aerobics real quick? I'm worried about you.
Talking. Yet if I die, there'll be nothing to stop the enemy. Old man stares intensely at each of you. Pentagon continues, the master, as it calls itself, usually remains in the central tower. Between us and the tower are many halls, caverns, and passageways. They will be guarded by bands of goblins and skeletons, all of whom serve the evil one.
I just realized before I said Aristotelian ideals, but actually I think it's supposed to be Platonic ideals. So before one of you guys calls me out for that.
Before one of us.
I was laying in wait.
Can we circle back to something?
Sheath your blade, Herwig.
I just can't sit idly by.
Although there are
Aristotelian of you.
Although there are a few ways to defeat the evil one, I have a plan. A cube of mystic forces and a ring of spells.
A cube of blister?
Mystic, a blister forces. Yes, I will. I'm planning on kissing the evil one. Either a cube of blister forces and a ring of spell turning lie hidden in the depths of the dungeon beneath the castle. I do not believe the master possesses them. If we can get them, we stand an excellent chance of success.
So just to be clear, I'm just going to talk to this like an NPC. Mm-hmm. Just to be clear,
right.
You just have been hanging out in the ruins of your kingdom.
No, I left and I came back when I was very old for some reason.
I feel like
good for you to like really like in like the last quarter of your life, just find something to live for.
It's never over. Yes.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
That's inspiring.
Yeah. So as he says,
your
that,
lips fell off.
I don't agree with you, says the elf. Wouldn't it be better to sneak straight through? We can avoid discovery as well as fighting and perhaps pick up some treasure.
I feel like something's happening here between us and this elf. Is that crazy? No.
Me, I'm in favor of a direct approach, says the fighter.
Yes,
dude. We move slowly from one area to the next, fighting when necessary.
One wants to take it slow, one wants to take it fast.
All I know is that their lips are moist and full.
The old man fastens his gaze upon you. And you
unfasten!
He asks in a soft voice, what do you think? Which of the ways would you choose?
Me?
Gemily stammers. Oh, I'm just a kid. I don't know anything.
We're not
literally
a kid.
Says, I don't know anything.
I think we're a kid. I think we're a scamp.
It has little to do with intelligence, replies the old man.
Oh.
We're not a kid.
Yeah, we're adults.
First off, we're adults.
And we have feelings for this elf.
We have
those are valid.
I'm just a 37-year-old. Now I've got feelings for this elf and this fighter, to be honest. Do not take yourself lightly. You and your friends have much to offer. What is your choice? Okay, so we can do the old man's course of action. We can choose the elf's way, the fighter's way, or choose our own way. And the old guy starts going, or you can go your own way.
Go your own way. I think we should ask the Pentagon to like build a bicycle so that Fox can ride home.
Okay, well that would be
our own way.
Yeah.
Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah. Like we got to get Fox out of here.
The best way is to get in with this elf or this bicycle.
I'm saying elf, I want to do whatever the elf says.
Yeah. Let's do what the elf says.
But don't you think it shows initiative and that we're a self-made 37-year-old if we choose our own path?
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I want to endear myself to her early and then choose my own path.
I feel like we are choosing our path and it's whatever her path is.
By the way, like you can't say, I don't know anything and then be like, all right, fine. I have a clear choice.
Gemily would follow, I think, the hot elf.
Is
what we know. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to follow the elf. I think we should follow Lydia's suggestion, you say hornily. Good thinking, kid. I'll show you some fancy slinking. Follow me, exclaims Fox.
Oh,
Fox is making us look at the
door. We gotta get him out of here. We gotta get him out of here.
Get out of here,
man.
Fox to the curb.
Get out of here, dude. All right.
Which choice gets Fox killed?
Yeah, we might
you overstayed your welcome yesterday.
We're gonna get Fox blocked here.
Yeah, let's get rid of Fox. It does seem indeed this course of action may yield favorable results, though it is not without its inherent perls, Owl says. So wise. So
Owl can hang. Owl can stay.
Yeah, Owl can hang.
Yeah.
You are a wise youngster, says the elf. Her dark green eyes beam with approval.
Oh my god.
The old man looks at you quietly.
37 would be young to an elf. It makes sense.
So be it, he says in an old, soft voice. He gestures with his hands.
Ew.
so soft.
Your hands are too soft, honestly.
Yeah, what's going on? The dryness of the lips and the mouth and the voice?
It doesn't
the
match.
Soft hands?
Something's off.
Suddenly the wall behind him opens into darkness. Come, he says. The die is cast, and it is time for us to be upon our way. All of you file past him and enter the darkness.
Trust him.
No.
So we, like, just met this guy, and he's trusting us real hard.
Around. Come into the darkness.
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah, go ahead.
13.
You can tell he's also horny for the fighter and the elf. and this is our competition.
Damn. It's good to know who your enemies are.
Yeah,
there's going to be a pillar for each of us in this castle.
As you leave, the wall slides shut behind you. You now stand outside, a brisk, chill wind whistling about you. Watch it, kid, Fox yaps. Your fingers are pretty nimble, but your feet aren't so hot.
Just go home, man.
Go home.
Leave, dude.
Can we build him a hang glider and just throw him off a cliff?
Fortunately, yeah. Fox, I think, is our little buddy. I'm really sorry, guys.
Can we start, like, can we just say that Fox went home and then we don't read?
Do you want me to just not read any of Fox's stuff?
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, why don't I just say redacted? Okay, so we tell Fox to go home. Fox leaves. And you see Fox is snatched by a bigger owl. And
nice. Thanks,
going
Owl.
Going to feed some young owls.
Sweet. We'll call you on Monday.
You look around and see you are walking a very narrow trail bordering the ruins of the kingdom. The remains of the ancient buildings lie on your left, lit here and there by flickering flames. On your right, you see a sheer fall. The edge of the mountain drops away only a few inches from the path. Treacherous.
I can't believe that Fox fell off that.
Pentagon, yeah, he fell off and you see an eagle flying him away. Pentagon stops and clutches your elbow. There it is, he whispers.
Oh my god.
Raising a bony finger and pointing up the trail.
It's bony
first
and
they're
soft.
Now they're bony.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't trust this guy.
The
yeah.
amount of description this
he's
man
a shapeshifter.
Bony. Mm-hmm. You see a tall black tower rising high against the night sky. As you study the tower, a terrible howl grows in the wind.
Try
and hangs
again.
In the air. Shivers of terror run
you
down
just
your spine.
Sound like you're in a band.
Shut up and dance with me.
That is our goal, the old man says. Some of us may not survive our journey into it, but the mission is more important than our lives. So we know Pentagon's toast, right?
Yeah. The mission is to, like, get your house back?
Okay, so the next part.
Pentagon, I'm going to need you to walk
guys,
me through
this. Like, what did we get for this, Pinty?
Guys, I got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
Fox is pivotal to this next choice. We unfortunately have to bring him back. Great, says Fox. Listen, kid, I just remembered I've got to rush home. See you. With that, Fox darts away down the trail.
Amazing.
Fox has not been gone more than 3 seconds before terrible screams tear the quiet of the night. Yowl! Fox, Fox, you cry. Even louder screams answer your cries. You have two choices. So we do get to choose what to do with
it's amazing.
Fox.
Great. That's what we want.
Rush down to the trail into the dark and attempt to rescue your friends no matter what danger faces you or consider the good of the entire party rather than feelings for Fox.
You know what? There's going to be some tough decisions. We always knew this would happen.
Yeah, there's going to be some tough decisions, but not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
him,
an
right?
easy decision. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to quote unquote think about the good of the party.
Yeah.
We got to go for the greater
shake
good.
This
and then,
weight.
And then
Fox,
Lydia is going to comfort us.
Oh.
That's good in our grief.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. Oh, have Owl hold us back while we're like, Fox, no. Yeah. I'm going to save you.
Fox, no. We are Falco.
Yes.
64 is what happens when you get a game over, everybody. Mm-hmm. Turn to page 76.
Great.
You decide the good of the party must come before the good of an individual. But Fox begins to shriek and whine even more loudly. And I'm just thinking about a real fox. It made me sad.
Yeah.
And he turned to rush to your friend. The heavy hand of the fighter grasps you firmly by your shoulder. You cannot go, Jamie. Fox was unwise, but he made his own decision. No one forced him to leave.
That's true.
No one forced him to leave, Pentagon says. Cannot endanger the party by attempting his rescue. We must leave him to his fate.
Oh my God.
Still struggling, you are hurried off down the trail. Fox's cries fade away, but they have been engraved upon your heart.
Stay strong, everybody. Stay strong. We made the right decision.
Wow.
We made the right decision.
Focus on Lydia's green eyes. Focus on Lydia's green eyes.
I didn't hate that touch from the fighter.
Yeah, that was, honestly, Rose, that was good writing.
Yeah.
That was
great. You continue down the narrow wall until it meets the mountain. Soon you must edge along the trail, spreading your arms flat against the mountain to balance your movement. Progress is difficult. You guys are going through. You find a doorway. Doorway grinds open where seconds before there was only solid unbroken rock. You can see two passages going into the mountain. Come, friends. We have no time to lose. Fortunately, this will be an easy route. You are eagerly heading for the doorway when a long, low growl stops you short. Four huge dog-like forms slink toward you from the inside of the mountain. But these are not dogs, they're wolves. Foam drips off their long white fangs. Their faces are hideous, snarling masks of evil. Their eyes glow like embers in a fire pit. If this is going to be easy, hoots owl, I'd hate to see it get hard. So
classic
clever.
Owl.
Owl, is becoming Fox just fucking die. No, owl.
Now you're turning on me?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that was like a fox level joke. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, owl is nervous, okay? Like, cut him some slack.
All right, now we're going to try to get owl killed. The wolves slink closer and one leaps at you with a deep, threatening growl. You have nowhere to go. The sheer edge of the mountain lies behind you and the trail is too narrow to flee upon. You are slowly backing toward the doorway when a wolf jumps on your back, knocking you to the ground.
Whoa!
You roll over and look into the mouth of a vicious wolf. Its glowing red eyes drill into yours and its hot breath beats upon your face.
We have to sacrifice
for a
the
deadly
owl.
Bite. Then you hear a great flapping of wings. It's Owl. He is trying to draw the wolf's attention from
Perfect.
You by attacking the evil creature.
You monsters.
You roll away and press yourself against the doorway. Owl locks his talons into the wolf's head and the ugly creature snaps and snarls with pain and rage. It whips its head from side to side, trying to shake the determined bird. Here's a picture of Owl fighting the bird, everybody.
Oh,
damn.
See,
Owl talons,
that's beautiful.
Like, Rose, I think, plays it safe, but mm-hmm. we know those owl talons are going straight into that wolf's eye.
Yeah. A rose for Rose.
Yeah.
Rose for Rose. Just as you fear the wolf will free itself from Owl, Baltek rushes up and kills the enraged creature with one blow from his mighty sword. Owl falls to the ground and lies battered but breathing on the ledge. The fighter, too, bleeds from his many wounds. Thank you. Thank you, Baltic, Gemily says. Al and I both owe you our lives. The fighter nods, but has no energy left to reply. You look about the ledge. All the huge beasts have been slain, but at great expense. Lydia lies beneath a wolf, her dagger buried in the great beast's heart.
Is she okay?
I don't know. We'll see. Pentagon has collapsed against the wall. A wolf lies dead at his feet, burned to a crisp. Fearing the old man is dead, you slowly approach his crumpled form. All is not lost. Crumpled. He lives. And you lean over him. The old man whispers, what injuries have you taken? I'm all right, and so is Al, but Baltek bleeds badly, and Lydia may be dead. Well,
oh
we must
God.
See what we can do, he says tiredly.
We got to cover these guys in moss.
Please, hand me my staff. You pick up his staff.
Where's our tree? What happened to our tree?
Does it feel like everything just went crazy all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Yeah. These wolves decimated us.
We should go home.
It was like, we really have dishes to be doing.
You pick up his staff and give it to him, then drag the body of the huge wolf off Lydia. She's covered with blood and lies very still on the cold ground. Leaning down, Pentagon cries, quick, there is life. We are in time.
There's life.
Hold her up, Gemily. Pentagon draws forth.
This is fucking perfect for us. We're about to fucking save. All right, Fox is dead. We're about to save Lydia. Doesn't get hotter than this.
Let's try and position ourselves to make sure that when the magic happens, she opens her eyes.
We should get some of Voltec's blood on us so we like look like we fought too.
We fought really hard.
Yeah.
I think Pentagon knows. Pentagon's in on this.
Yeah.
We cover ourselves in blood and position ourselves in Lydia's eyesight.
Pentagon draws forth a vial of smoky fluid. It shifts within the clear glass, blah, blah, blah. Carefully pours the precious potion between the thief's lips, a drop at a time. For one breathless moment, nothing happens. Then at last, Lydia opens her eyes.
Yes.
She has the look of faraway visions in them.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Was that you guys? Did you guys give me the potion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
it's not about credit, but we did.
Wow. You guys are so cool. Pentagon, she sighs. I'm so glad you're not a wolf. So am I, chuckles the old man, winking at you guys. So am I. Now rest for a moment, my dear. You'll be all right soon. I must see to Baltek. Though the fighter's wounds are bloody, they are less serious, and Pentagon quickly tends to him. At last, everyone is cared for, and you notice that the edge of the doorway ripples and wriggles like a reflection on water. Quick, cries Pentagon. The spell is losing its power. Helping Lydia and Baltek, you hurry through the opening. The boulders grind shut behind you. You were just in time. If you choose the corridor to the right, page 57, corridor to the left, page 86.
Let's talk to Al real quick and be like, hey, man.
Yes.
I respect you, but like that was a little dicey what you did back there.
Yeah.
Like you just got to like know your place, like be chill, be cool, be aloof.
I thought I shaved your life.
You kind of made it look like it was about you.
Oh, my God.
I just see there's no reason for me to not be able to get with Baltek or Lydia.
I just feel like
you there's no reason for you to not get with Baltek. But
I just think you and Pentagon really have like a good shot.
I was really feeling tension between you and Pentagon.
Tension. Look, everyone is hooking up on this trip. Okay. It might not be with who you expected originally.
And I think that fighter and tree would like really work out.
Where the hell is tree?
Why didn't tree come?
Can we call tree? Can we call tree?
Yeah.
We can go out. Is there like
a public phone in this cave?
Is there a message you'd like me to give to tree?
Yeah, can you use the sending spell?
Okay.
Oh, tell him to carve Gemily loves, what's the elf's name?
Lydia.
Gemily loves Lydia in
Owl Lydia. Flies over, on himself. And then flies back an hour later.
Hey.
Tree was in terrible pain trying to carve.
Yeah, and tell the tree that Fighter was asking about him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah, right. Tell tree to get here before everyone hooks up. It's one of those kind of trips.
Yeah. We're all hooking up. Get here.
Okay, left or right, guys? I'm feeling left.
I was into left too.
Yeah,
into left.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into left.
We're little freaks. We like it left.
Yeah, let's do it.
Some like it left.
Some like it left. Okay, guys. If you choose the ledge on the left, turn to page 86. Oh, wait, sorry. Oh, okay. It's a corridor on the right or a ledge on the left.
Oh, that changes things.
Corridor by a ledge. I mean, left, like us being like, us like turning away from Lydia as she just came to thinking that we used magic to bring her back to life. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of like dash towards a ledge.
Yeah. Right,
but cool. There's also like a strong walk down a corridor.
Oh,
if we go first.
There's only going to be like room for people to walk side by side.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are we thinking corridor then?
Personally, because we were just on a ledge, I feel corridor.
Okay, let's go corridor.
Corridor, great. Okay, so turning back to page 57.
But if we die, I don't want to respond.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
It was a group decision.
As you enter the doorway, you hear Fox screaming behind you.
What?
Hey, wait for me. I'm coming too.
Oh. Go to the ledge.
He jumps in behind you, panting. You are astonished.
This is worse than death.
Thanks, guys. I'm so glad we could meet up in this corridor.
Owl, now is the time to prove yourself.
You guys turned on me. I'm not going to forget. Yes.
You guys realize that Fox is going to be the reason that no one hooks up. There's no way that like a subtle hookup can start.
I never go to sleep. I just keep hanging out. Oh,
such a buzzkill.
Guys, let's keep staying up. Let's all hang out together.
Ruin the vibe.
Oh, you guys want to go to Wendy's?
Oh, God, the last thing we need is fast food.
We're about to watch a movie.
Fox clears his throat with embarrassment and avoiding your eye says, hi, guys. Bet you thought I ran away because I was scared, but I was really saving your bacon. My keen sense of smell picked up the scent of goblins, and I tricked them into chasing me instead of you, then lost them in the brambles. Please don't thank me. Just remember how lucky you are to have me along.
Okay, Fox is making a play for Lydia.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Clearly
You're
what's
jockeying
happening.
For position.
Pentagon looks at Fox slyly, or should I say Lydia looks at Fox slyly.
Mm, and says, no. Read the text as it says it, as it is.
I'm feeling like we're changing this a little bit. Yes, but we are certainly lucky to have you along. Come along now. We have very little time.
Okay. Hey, Owl, you have to fix this.
You already turned on me. I'm going to help Fox.
No,
you turned on me.
This is absolutely fine.
All right.
You are misremembering.
We're losing it. We're losing it.
Okay. Let's try for the ring. We're on page 137. Let's try for the ring, you say. I don't know why we're looking for a ring. This is just how it is. I think he is a ring of spell turning.
The
ring lies just ahead, says Pentagon. Let us continue. Your small band hurries along the corridor, watching all directions for enemies. At last, Pentagon leads you into a huge cavern with a tall black pillar rising from a massive cornerstone. Both the cornerstone and the pillar are made of some type of polished stone. The pillar soars upward, disappearing into the gloom above. Pentagon turns to Lydia. You will have to climb the pillar and retrieve the ring, my dear. You must set aside all thief-like thoughts.
We do it for Lydia.
And concentrate on the good of the party. If you cannot do so, it will bring disaster down upon us. Screams Lydia.
Whoa.
What are you trying to pull?
Hey, Lydia, I just want to let you know you were being really brave just then.
Yeah.
Thanks. When you came to the Salty Dog Inn, you wanted a low-down, sneaky thief who knew the dirtiest tricks of the trade. That's who you got. Me.
Oh, my God.
What's with all this goody two-shoe stuff?
Jamily is sweating.
Wow.
A low-down, dirty dog.
I'm like, we're trying to figure out, like, how do we not make it a big deal that we're really good at doing chores for our mom? Because, like, that's not going to impress
You guys don't
Lydia.
Do chores, do you?
Never.
No. You're thinking about Owl.
You're thinking about Caldwell. Quite true, says the old man, but the ring safeguard is purity. The person who handles it must be entirely pure and free from evil thoughts, or it will mean their death.
Don't let us hold it.
You must perform your greatest trick of all and pretend to be good. Come on, Pentagard.
Come on, man.
This is tough. I'll do it on one condition, says Lydia. You must promise me you'll never tell anyone I did this. It could ruin my reputation. Don't worry.
Oh my God.
Won't breathe a word. The elf wipes her hands on her pants and scrambles up the cornerstone.
What did she wipe off?
A sweat.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but saying, like, you can't tell anyone I did this, it'll ruin my reputation is so fucking sexy.
Yeah, I know.
The fact that she's just kind of, like,
because
down
she's
for anything,
like, protecting her bad reputation. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she's like, don't tell anyone.
But she's got, like,
good.
A soft heart in the center of all of it, and I love it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You see, she's climbing up. For every foot she gains, she slips back 3 or 4 inches. She climbs slowly, so very slowly, but she continues to make progress.
Right? She's distracted. She's I'm worried about her.
She's looking down at the entire party and biting her lip, not sure who she's going to choose. She's almost to the top. She's going to make it. A mighty groan escapes her lips. And she slips halfway down the pillar. You hear Lydia muttering to herself. She scrambles back up the pillar. Finally, she fights her way to the top. I'm here, she yells. This ring had better be worth all this trouble. She disappears from view for several seconds. Wow, this is really nice, she yells. You didn't tell me it would be so pretty. It's covered with jewels. I wonder if it will fit me. Oh no, Lydia, cries Pentagon. Don't put it on. Toss it down to me. It's too powerful for you. Pentagon.
Okay.
Pentagon.
Bro, you're just saying that because you don't want to share it with me. You can't imagine how beautiful it is on my finger. This big emerald is the same color as my
She
eyes.
Deserves it.
Oh
Lydia
God.
Sits
put
down.
Put it on, Lydia.
I'd love to see you with a ring on.
We must stop her.
It's a gift
her.
From me.
Pentagon says, we must get the ring from her. She will destroy herself. How? Asks Baltek. I can't climb that slick pillar.
Yeah, I look at Owl. What are you doing, man?
Were it not for my impaired wing, I would fly up and pluck the object from her hand. Gemily, Pentagon says, you are our only hope. You must climb the pillar and take the ring from her finger.
It won't be easy. It won't be an easy job, kid, says Baltek. She's experienced.
She's experienced.
She
okay.
is an experienced okay. fighter. And she's twice as cunning as any elf.
Guys, this is our chance. This is our chance to propose.
Yeah, alone time with Lydia?
Yeah.
A horrified wail floats down the pillar. Lydia screeches, what have I done? The ring is burning my finger. It's too late, cries Pentagon, sinking to his knees. You have failed us, Lydia.
What?
All this long.
What?
No. Calm down. We must flee or die. I can't. The ring is too hot. I can't use my hand, she cries. Help me. The pillar has started to tremble. You feel warmth flooding from it.
If you're going to rescue her, kid, Baltek says,
Okay. You've
got to do it now.
Okay.
She's clearly allergic to, like, false gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no use, Pentagon says. You could never climb the pillar in time to remove the ring from her finger. Soon the whole pillar would crash down around
us. Okay, if you guys stop talking and
we
let us start
only be
climbing, we'd
more
be up there already.
So verbose.
Asking anybody to climb the pillar. Are you going to climb the pillar and remove the ring from Lydia's finger?
Yes.
I will just add, it's so funny, all these books being from the early 80s, there has not been a choice that we've made that hasn't involved saving this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess we didn't choose to save her. She had to be saved.
Every
right
time.
Away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we definitely climb. We definitely make the choice to climb. Uh-huh. I don't know about removing the ring, but we're definitely climbing
we're
up
gonna
there.
Go. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to propose with the ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Counterpoint, we do have chores, but I feel like I can, at this point,
our mom is
excited.
They're really piling
like,
up.
Should we do just like a couple chores and then climb?
Yeah. Let's do one chore. Let's wash the dishes then come
back. Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore, and you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
The pillar is very warm indeed. Luckily, it does not burn your hands, and there are dozens of cracks to dig your fingers in. You are nearly at the top when a tremendous shake loosens your grip, and you slide 10 feet back down the pillar. Stone is getting hot to the touch, and you are not sure you can hold on, but you know you must try. Lydia screams from the top, "Help me! The pillar is crumbling, and the ring is burning! We are doomed!"
Oh my god.
Everyone's so fatalistic. "I'm not doomed," you say to yourself, despite the fact that the pillar is starting to burn your hands. You give one last great effort and scramble to the top. Lydia stands on the pillar, holding her hand in the air, tears run down her cheeks as she peers at those below. You see the ring glowing brightly on her finger. It is a two-headed serpent entwined in holly leaves with a large emerald set in the middle.
That is cool.
"Give me your hand," you say. Lydia thrusts her hands at you. "It will do no happening? Good."
It's
she
happening.
Screams, "I have it's tried happening. To remove it. Someone else must remove it," Pentagon calls. "Someone innocent, as yet untouched by the trials of the world."
Okay, this is getting a little kinky. Yeah.
You quickly pull the ring from her finger.
I'm not that innocent.
We're just looking to get corrupted is the thing.
It is so hot, you drop it as soon as you pull it from her finger. But you pull it from her finger.
So hot.
The ring falls and lands at Pentagon's feet.
We suck her finger.
Thank you. "Thank you, young warrior," Lydia says. "You have saved my life." The pillar no longer
Anything
shakes.
Anything we say in response should be muffled
by the fact that our,
the sound of her
fingers are in our mouth.
Like, just go ahead and put your finger in Murph's mouth.
You're welcome. The pillar no longer shakes and its glow fades. "Hey," Fox cries, "are you two staying up there all day?
No,
we're going to have company
finger.
In a matter of minutes." While you and Lydia scramble down the cracked pillar, Pentagon places the ring on his finger. It comes to life as you touch the ground. The serpent slithers around the holly leaves and clings to his finger. Serpent's small eyes shine and its tiny mouth breathes little flames. The great stone shines with a life of its own. "I thank you for saving both Lydia and the ring, Gemily, even though I told you not to. Were I certain you had the strength to wear it, I would give the ring to you in recognition of your great deed. But this is a very powerful and primitive thing, made from the very essence of good and evil. One must be not only pure, but strong of heart and wise of mind to wear it."
We'll trade you Fox for it.
Yeah, we'll trade you Fox
for it. We'll trade you Fox for it.
Go for the ring. There's the ring, old man.
So Pentagon says,
"Crawl back into the crypt you came from.
Now we must seek the cube of mystic forces. We must watch carefully for monsters, for a pillar has moved. Surely our enemy knows of we are here." Even as Pentagon speaks, you see a change occurring in him. He's no longer old and bent over. He is now a stately middle-aged man.
What?
See, we're all just playing into his game.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You gasp in wonder, and he's
trying to Benjamin Button himself so he can hook up with Lydia.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He gasps in wonder and he says simply, "Hello, my name is Benjamin. The ring has restored some of my power, my Benjamin Button powers. We must seek the cubes.
I haven't seen your movie yet.
So I can finish turning
into I'm really looking forward to it.
27-year-old Brad Pitt. If we wish
to can't let that happen.
If we wish to face the evil one at full strength.
We can't let him go full Pitt.
I'm
I think
trying to
not.
Face evil. I'm
I think
trying
not,
to face
says
Lydia.
Baltek. He knows we're down here now. He'll send his army of failed monsters down here to
Baltek,
capture us.
Baltek, you're still here?
Hey.
What have you done besides getting your ass kicked by a wolf?
I killed the wolves. I got the least hurt, you piece of shit.
Least hurt? I got the least hurt.
You're just kind of fox Jake level now, man.
Yeah. Throws him into lava.
How did I do?
Baltek, I don't really remember you bringing Lydia
what?
Back to
you
life.
You don't remember my bulging muscles? I thought we were a little bit interested to be on top. Oh, we...
Why don't you make like a tree and have sex with the tree?
Yeah.
All right. So he's
trying to hook you up with tree.
Baltek's basically like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Lydia's like, I agree. Says Lydia, I've already faced
okay. Well, if
test.
Lydia thinks we should do it,
yeah, I agree then
me.
Too. I also agree.
Everybody
yeah.
else, I also along agree. With me. I don't know what the evil one is like, but he can't be any worse than the tests of the pillar.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I say we sneak straight to the tower.
This is us.
No, this is Lydia.
Oh, okay. Lydia.
She wants
so it's us.
The Pentagon, middle-aged...
Benjagarn.
Benjagarn.
Yeah.
Benjagarn Button wants to find the other relic. Wants to find whatever the fuck he wants. And the
old
other
people
two,
are always obsessed with their fucking cubes. Am I right?
Yeah. Benjagarn, we're calling him?
Yeah, Benjagarn. Benjagarn so Button.
Benjagarn wants to try to find the cube, and the other two want to go sneak straight to the tower.
Fucking hate Thanksgiving when I have to go look at my grandparents' cubes.
Are the choices, can we go home? Is there a third choice?
There is no, we have to go to the tower, or we can go. We can go home real quick if you guys want.
Yeah,
can we go home real quick? Because
you're supposed to take out the trash.
Yeah. And mom said we could finally mow the lawn.
Let me go home real quick.
She's going to let us mow the lawn. She's
fortunately, you have time to do your chores before your mother returns. Even though the south wind holds, you do not have any desire to run off to the woods over the next few days. You're so good, your mother thinks you're sick.
Great.
But you're not sick, you're just scared. You often wonder how the adventurers are doing. But since you would need to go to the Pillars of Pentagon to find out, the question remains unanswered. Would your help have made any difference? Unfortunately, you'll never know. The
end. Okay. That was fun. Let's pop back to the
pillars. Yeah, we're going to pop back. Yeah. Sorry, guys. We had to do some windexing.
Okay. you're back. do we go with Baltek and Lydia to the tower? Or everybody's sticking together, but what do we want to do? Straight to the tower or grab the cube?
Whatever Lydia.
Lydia wants.
We follow Lydia.
Because like,
Lydia
the cube is going to.
We're loyal to Lydia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
we can't let him go full pit.
She almost died from an emerald a second ago.
Yeah, it was really hot.
We were there to save her. So I'm trying to save her from whatever she almost dies from next.
Okay. I think we should follow Lydia's suggestion, you say.
With a sly look.
So be it, says Benjagarn. Follow me. He leads you into a dark corridor with no exit. He raises his hand high above his head, points his fingers at the wall, and mutters some magic words. Shink!
Was that the magic word?
the wall in front of him opens into the night. You walk outside and stand on a ledge high on the mountain. Head of you, tall black tower rises high against the night sky. The tower is our goal, Benjagarn says.
Fuck.
Some of us may not survive our journey into it, but our mission is more important than our lives.
Oh my God, I miss when he was
I'm a
fucking
tight
44 old and frail
year old.
With soft bony hands.
Great, says Fox. I just remembered I have an appointment with the game warden. With that, Fox darts away down the ledge.
Yet
it happens
again.
So quickly you
what?
Do not have time to stop
what
him.
The
night
fuck,
is torn by terrible screams almost immediately. Yeah,
are you making this up?
I'm not. He gets in trouble again. You have two choices. You may rush down the rubble in the dark to help your friend. Consider the good... Wait, this just takes us back?
What?
We just went back. So
what?
We can... Wait.
No, this is a different...
Oh, this is a different thing.
This is a different thing.
Yeah, we can consider the good of the entire party again. Or
let's let Fox die again.
All right, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna
we
let
made
Fox
a mistake
die
before.
This time.
Yeah, we
won't make that mistake
again. We regretted
again.
It. Yeah, we regretted it then.
We're getting
it
a little railroaded into letting Fox live, but we're gonna... Page 86. You are nearing the end of the ledge when Pentagon halts. Suddenly, Baltek draws his sword and raises it for a mighty blow. Something creeps towards you. Stop, stop, you shout. It's Fox. A bedraggled Fox crawls out of the gloom. Hi, he says. avoiding your eyes.
What?
I smelled an army of skeletons coming up the trail, so I went back to take care of them. You should have seen me out with those numbskulls. There were hundreds of them marching up the trail.
No one is going to fucking get laid until Fox. Yeah.
Owl, you have to take Fox home. Owl,
you're pathological, dude. Yeah. It's not fun for anybody.
I led the skeletons on a wild goose chase down the mountain, then circled back here. Aren't you lucky to have me along?
You are.
What is with your need for approval? What is the only one on a wild goose chase
is us when we listen to you.
You guys didn't look for me either time.
Fox, go clean our room.
How come you guys don't look for me?
Go throw away our Coke cans, man.
Pentagon studies Fox a moment, then laughs and says, yes, but I hope you do not plan to leave us on our own again. In fact, your return comes at the right time. We now face a major decision. The ledge ends here. To our left, a stairway leads down into the dungeons beneath the castle ruins. To our right, a stairway leads directly to the tower. That way is more direct, but it will be more dangerous. What shall we do?
I have something to bring up.
Yeah.
Fox's actions are a little weird.
They're erratic.
Yeah. I think he might
and
be
also,
the
don't you remember when he originally came back that him and Pentagon, aka Benjamin Button, shared a sly look? Is Did Fox they? In cahoots with Benjagarn?
I think I added the sly look.
I would buy it, though. I would buy that Benjagarn and the Fox are, like, working together. It seems like the Fox keeps slipping away to, like, alert the minions of darkness about what's going on.
Whoa. That's what I'm, like, fucking freaked out about. How long? Yeah. And also, magically, Fox is the only one who didn't get hit by the goblin.
Let's just go to the movies with Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see Lydia here. Is the problem. We can go home again if you guys want.
There's a 4 p.m. of Megan if you want to just like check that.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So what are the options?
So we can either take a longer route that goes through the dungeon, or we can go straight to the tower.
So originally the choice was the tower,
and then Fox got in trouble.
Okay.
So Fox just ruined that plan?
Ruined again.
Yeah. Well, we can still go to the tower.
Okay. Let's go direct. That's Lydia's plan, right?
Okay. Yeah. That was Lydia's plan. Right? Okay. Right, yeah.
We got to see through Lydia's
plan.
Because
I feel like the dungeons is going to have the cube, which we decidedly didn't want.
Right.
Okay. Soft night breeze filters down the tower stairway. Damp, clammy air. I choose the tower, you say.
I'm fucking right on Fox's heels. Yeah. I'm breathing down his neck, being like, hey, man, you have something you want to get off your chest?
Scurry off again?
I don't know why no one ever follows me, you know?
Because you're doing erratic things and then wondering why it's not for the good of the party.
I'm going to pull Owl aside and be like, hey, man, I know things have been weird between us a little bit, but like, we're all doubling down on Fox. So like, you got to make a choice.
Okay. I'm just afraid that if something happens to Fox, you're going to turn me into the Fox of the group again.
I promise
you. I don't think there's any evidence that would never happen.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Fox, get out of here. All right. Why don't I climb to the top of the tower? Whispers Lydia. The top doesn't seem to be guarded. Then I can attach a rope.
Last time that happened.
Then I can attach a rope. She did just climb a tower. Fox keeps getting in trouble. Lydia keeps climbing towers and getting in trouble. I'll throw a rope down and the rest of you can climb up. If we're lucky, maybe your staff is in the top half of the tower. If it's not, we could sneak down and attack from within.
Let's suck on our fingers for good luck.
I think that's a good idea, you say. A mouth around her fingers.
Oh, good luck, yeah.
We can only hope, says Pentagon. In the blink of an eye, Lydia darts away and starts climbing up the tower. Even though you look directly at the tower, the elven thief is hard to see. She slips into every shadow as she creeps towards the top. You watch her progress breathlessly.
God, can you imagine us doing chores for her instead of her mom?
Wow, the dream.
Lydia, put me to work.
Lydia. Point me in the direction of your dirty laundry, Lydia.
Lydia reaches...
Smells clean to me.
Insane. You all die. Good. Lydia reaches the top and flashes you a quick smile before she disappears over the edge. Okay. Long moments pass.
Just a smile?
Just a quick smile.
She flashes you a smile. Long moments pass, and a cloud of bats burst forth. You hear nothing else, and no one appears at the tower's edge. Finally, just when you fear the worst, a rope flies down and dangles along the side of the tower, but Lydia does not appear. Tucking Fox inside your shirt, you grasp the rope and start up. Pentagon follows close behind, and Baltek brings up the rear. In case the old man tires or slips, he's an old man again. Oh, fuck. My ring isn't working. The climbing is hard, and the added weight of Fox does not help. Lydia made it look so easy. Your hands burn and ache with the strain, and the top of the tower seems very far away. At last, your arms aching and your breath ragged from the climb, your hand feels the top of the tower, and you call breathlessly, Lydia, come help me, I'm so tired. Oh, there is no answer. Do we need to save her again?
Oh, no.
No, she's gone. This is a fucking monster.
Was Lydia just like a figment?
Should we switch to Baltek? Does anyone...
No, that's for the short rest.
Oh, that's for the short rest.
Yeah.
Short rest is a Baltek run.
We'll do a Baltek run.
Baltek run. I love that. Straining to pull yourself up, you finally hook a leg over the wall. As you wait for your eyes to adjust to the darkness, you hear the familiar clacking of skeleton bones. So familiar.
Oh.
You see an open treasure chest on the far side of the tower. Rubies, emeralds, diamonds, and pearls spill forth. You hear a cackling, and then Lydia, or what used to be Lydia, comes towards you. She's a skeleton.
No! We still love her.
Her empty eye sockets stare at you.
No, her eyes were our favorite.
She grins horribly and holds out a bony hand.
No.
Bracelets dangle from her wrist, and rings decorate her bony fingers. Necklaces of gold hang from her neck.
Okay.
And a crown of magnificent gems sit atop the glorious red hair, which still crowns her empty skull. Although one hand extends towards you, the other is ready to strike with a dagger. The monster that was once your companion clacks slowly towards you.
Lydia, we can make this work, okay?
We're going home.
Shaking with fear, you unhook your leg.
I would have done your laundry.
And grasping the rope, scream, get down, hurry. Pentagon and Baltek cannot know what you have seen, but they do not question the urgency in your voice. They climb down immediately and you follow them far more quickly than you rose. When you finally reach the end of your rope, you fall to the ground gasping for breath. As you lie on the ground, you see Lydia's skeleton climbing down the rope after
you. One of you give us your skin so we can give it to Lydia.
Her greed was her downfall, says Pentagon sadly. It was a clever trap.
Pentagon, yes. You've been
in my problem
hammering in on her greed from the start.
Woman.
I haven't
She's
heard
ambitious,
you.
Pentagon.
You're the one wearing the ring, right?
Give Talk me about the greed. Ring. Only I can have the stuff.
I haven't heard you weigh in on anyone else personally.
So you retrace your steps as fast as you can. When you reach the mouth of the cavern, Baltek cries, no good goblins, run for the ledge. You don't want to venture along the narrow ledge. The first goblin sticks its head out of the cavern and screams excitedly, here they are, hurry, hurry. You hear the gabble of goblin voices. They will soon be upon you. As the three of you edge along the ledge, chill of wind gusts violently. The first of the goblins is nearing you. Its companions pouring onto the trail, pushing and shoving each other in their excitement. Baltek allows the goblin to draw near, then slams it with a powerful stroke.
Okay.
Goblin shrieks horribly and tumbles off the mountain. The remaining goblins hesitate, screaming with rage. Finally, their anger overcomes their fear, and they rush after you. Run! Run for your lives! Baltek screams.
Yeah,
I will hold
run.
Them as long as I can.
All right, wait your turn, Baltek, but we like it.
He readies his sword for the advancing goblins. You hate to leave him, but Pentagon cannot travel the ledge alone.
Yeah.
Besides,
for the good of the party.
We like to watch him go.
I think we're going to run.
All right. You guys run away. Finally, Pentagon stops. We'll wait here for Baltek.
I think we keep running.
At first, it seems Baltek will surely win as he slays goblin after goblin, but the tide of the battle slowly turns as he tires. Three goblins armed with pikes remain. They can stay out of Baltek's reach, yet still strike him easily after tormenting Baltek for several minutes. God.
Whoa.
One of the goblins finally knocks Baltek's sword from his hand. Moonlight shines on the blade as it tumbles end over end in the valley below. Baltek gives a chilling battle cry and flings himself at the last three goblins. Trapping all three in his muscular arms, Baltek staggers, rolls, then falls from the ledge and is gone forever.
Whoa, Baltek.
Wow, so
epic
we,
death.
We lost both Lydia and Baltek without even making a choice.
Yes.
Baltek had an absolutely epic death, and Lydia became a skeleton off screen.
Yeah. After having
but
already had a
ring burn. Whose
fingers
can we still suck?
Same day she had
true.
A ring
Good
burn
point.
Her, she went and grabbed like a crown that turned her into a skeleton.
I would say that if her hands are bony, we can suck more fingers.
Good call.
You fit them all in now.
Baltek, you scream, falling to your knees and peering over the ledge.
I scream Lydia again.
You see nothing of the brave fighter. Pentagon, please do something magic, you plead. Bring Baltek back, please. Even I cannot do that, Gemily, the old man says sadly. First Lydia, now Baltek. It's too much. I can't bear it, you sob. It's all over. We've lost. Gemily, calm down. He barely knows these people. We did our
Are
best,
you kidding
Owl
me?
Says. What more can we do?
That's a good point.
Yeah, kid, don't be so hard on yourself, says Fox.
You
man,
should be
you
dead.
Have to get out of
you
here.
Should be dead.
What? Guys, I'm your friend.
Take out the trash, you fuck.
You were great. Tree will be proud of you. Fox's voice quivers slightly. Pentagon
Tree
would
be
raps.
Prouder if he could meet Baltek.
Yeah.
Pentagon wraps his thin arms around you and pats you on the back gently. Alan Fox are right. We did our best.
Alan Fox?
Alan Fox are right.
Okay.
Alan Fox, all right. We did our best. Some of us gave all there is to give, our very lives. Death is never easy, child, especially for those who are left behind. But you can bear it, wow. And you must do so. To do otherwise would mean Baltek gave his life in vain. But not Lydia for some reason. Mm. I don't know. Yet the tale is not completely told.
Pentagon hates Lydia. There is history there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. we are not getting.
Yeah. Yet the tale is not completely told, and perhaps hope shall grow from despair, Pentagon says. Your weeping slowly halts. What do you mean, Pentagon? Oh, God. Have you never wondered why you are different from others your age?
What?
Why
you
37?
Have you ever wondered why you're different from other 37-year-olds? Why you can speak with animals and understand yeah. them? Why you can do little, but also you can clump? The answer is simple, Pentagon says. We share a rich and noble heritage, Gemily. For you are my great-grandchild. The blood right? of nutty professors and also Dr. Doolittle's flow in your veins. This when I die, the rightful ownership of the staff will pass to you. You are the Nepo baby now.
Can I have the ring?
But before that time arrives, we will have many years together to regain what the evil one has stolen.
I just feel like maybe really we should. Old. Yeah, we could like go to Europe for a little bit. I don't know if we need to like hang out.
I don't
a
think
lot.
I have much time. My Benjamin Button ring isn't working. And even if we wait too long with that, I'll just turn into a baby and it'll be weird, like the end of the movie.
Again, I haven't seen your movie yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I vaguely remember it. I remember the end was kind of weird.
Yeah, baby.
I turned into a baby.
You turned into a baby.
There is a moment of silence, and then Pentagon says, Come, child. Come, 37-year-old. We will go now, but I will teach you all I know. In time, we'll try again. And one day, one day, we will win. The end.
So we lost our lover, but gained a grandfather.
A fate worse than death, I think.
We lost two lives, but the guy told us he was our grandpa. Yeah. Instead of visiting us, right. Just doing chores in the woods.
Imagine trying to hook up with someone, and then they leave the party, and then your grandfather shows up.
I know someone
just
died.
Like, I'm not there right now. Okay.
I don't. Yeah.
Pentagon.
Pep, what do you want to do?
Mildly chugged. It's been a day. I don't want to meet you in this context.
It's kind of wild that we tried to hook up in front of our grandfather for such a long time.
Yeah. We thought we were competing with our grandfather.
Yeah. And we might have been.
Yeah. And we might have been.
I don't know. He definitely does not like Lydia.
Him and Lydia had drama. Well, I mean,
This is what happens when we do adventure books: is we die. But you can go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Do not sing yet.
Or
the Baltek run.
I was gonna suggest maybe we could go back to the point where we chose between going through the dungeon or going directly to the tower.
Yeah, I was gonna say literally we can go do Baltek's plan of going room to room.
We gotta go Baltek.
Let's do a Baltek.
All right, Baltek.
We're
gonna
try to hook up with Baltek.
Okay. Yeah, and we're gonna be nice to Fox.
And we're gonna be super nice to Fox and mean to Owl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
We're already kind of mean to Owl.
Yeah, we were basically mean to everyone but Lydia.
That's true. And you know what? It didn't work. Yeah.
Now we're going to be mean to everyone except for Baltek.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let this be a lesson, everyone at home. Don't be mean.
Yeah. Somebody could be your great grandfather, so don't be mean.
Right.
Don't
be you mean might to foxes. Be being mean to your great grandfather.
Don't be mean to foxes, no matter how annoying and talkative they are.
And if you meet someone with bony but soft hands, they might be your
They might be
grandpa.
Your grandpa.
Yeah. but be kind to rogues, I guess is the lesson here, because they might turn into bones.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Cherish our rogues while we have them before they turn to bones.
Be nice to everyone. Everyone's going to turn into bones.
Yep, everyone's going to turn to bones.
We got it. We got
too
there.
Too true.
Unless they turn out to be your grandpa. Anyway.
In which case, they'll live forever.
Yes. Let's go ahead and do some plugs. Brisbane, Melbourne. Sydney, Adelaide, and
Perthin.
Yes.
Perth.
Check those out, nadpod.com/live. Anything else?
I would love to plug some stuff from our P.O. box.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, actually, first of all, I'll say thank you to everyone that sent us Christmas cards. We got a lot
so
of them.
Cute. Oh, thank
you. Very Always nice to get like a little holiday love. Really appreciate that. So thank you so much for everyone that sent us things.
How pleasant.
And thank you, in addition, to Noah, the bagel of all things, who sent us a Mr. Toad pin to honor all the wild rides our characters have been on.
Oh, that's
thank
really
you,
funny.
Noah. I really love any excuse to think about Mr. Toad.
It happens often.
Yeah.
They drink too much.
They're just
right.
Chummy. They're fine.
I'm
it's okay.
For them.
They're animals. Who cares? Hannah wrote us a nice thank you note. We're happy we could keep you company on those long Montana drives. Thank
Ooh,
you, Hannah.
That's fun.
Ilana sent me a handkerchief featuring an antique illustration of frogs in bathing suits doing the limbo. Ooh. It is my greatest treasure. I dab my lips with it every night, and I hope that I never cough blood onto it.
Please don't.
Kitty sent us a variety of teas, notebooks, and goodies. Mine was Icelandic moss milk.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Which I am desperate to try, even though it looks like it will kill me and pilot my body via spores.
Ooh.
But that could be fun. Gail Forswen sent the bailiff a handwritten D&D court case and a turtle tank submission for a homebrew system to determine wow. what metals various monsters are allergic to. My eggs are tingling just thinking about it.
Right.
And then let's see. Oh, someone sent us a custom toilet paper that says, shout out to the number two crew on it.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Our buttholes, thank you. So yeah, 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027.
Sweet. And again, head on over to our Patreon to listen to us do the Baltech run. And did we do the Don't Sing Yet? N-A-D-D-P-O-D, Don't Sing Yet. Don't Sing Yet.
Don't Sing
Yet. I don't know if we did. I don't remember. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Youth of the Nation.
Okay, we are. Follow us on social media. There are me or my is.
Youth
at C-H. Purpose me. I call these called on the Ashford's Emily. At Jake Owens. It's Jake. You can tune about the show. Use hashtag that button. That's N-A-D-D-P-O-D. We are Youth of the Nation.
Rolling with the hit dice.
Hey!
They made a book about a video game.
Game,
game,
game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Once again, we have reached the end of the episode, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D, Jeffrey S, UC, Later McSkater, Matt M, Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Feared Owl, Daniel G, The J-Pod, Crit on Your Homeworks Kid, and hashtag OpenD&D, Dungeon Mama, parentheses, not sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, a.k.a. Balnor's Boy, Dominic P, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJM, Trele the Cray, Christopher B, Damiel R,
Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold,
Murph being cucked by Sonic the Hedgehog, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, who has starred in every single film ever made in Bohemia. Take a spot. Can't wait to see y'all down under in Perth. Woo! Can't wait to see you, Nicholas. Samuel B, Mike H, Matthew E, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Nee Badger, Panama James, Andrew the Druid, Haradrian, Rexthaniel the White, Captain Sigil, Diana de los Lopez, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Lucas B, Rayco, It's Kevin, Calder's Cold Cum, hashtag Rise My Comrades, spread the camaraderie, Patrick O, Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Stephen Cole, Mike K, Lady Taco, Brian G, Joy T, Nara, K, Jake L, Nick W, Brave the Badger, Esme M, Foster the Boneless Duck, thanking the two crew for coming down under. You are welcome, Foster. Can't wait to see you. William W, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Ananarama, had so much fun at the Philly show, chanting, Murph, 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 Murph. Yes, it's addictive. Glad Roselle, the White Rose of Galateron. Power Shiver of Bohemia, quiver against the river of the pea shiver. Ooh, just got one right then. Dominique Harvey Jones, Moonshine's Twin. Jay Dragonborn. Vincent H, the Sandrean. Ben A, Phil Donis, John the Third, Dave H, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce,
Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F. Gaga Gigo Jr. Brittany A. Jillian B. Summer Rose, a.k.a. Grantaire. Marky Mark, the marvelous mining engineer. Cat C. Kel Slay. Misa of House Inzunza. Ariel, the occasional mermaid. Selena N, a.k.a. Velaciraptor. B. Perky, always. Pat L. Savexel. Achutha A. Lauren H. Talia. Ryan S. The Bone Duster. Robot Crisps. Wyatt F. Telekitty Creations, fan illustrator, insert request here. Ooh, I would love to see some of the characters from this Choose Your Own Adventure. Maybe the fighter or perhaps the elven rogue that we were all hot for. That would be great. Bloops! Carly Ann! Suicidal Lobster! Addie K! Spam Gaming, who's going to both Boston shows. Thank you, Spam Gaming. You bless us. You honor us. Connor S. Russell H. Christopher J. Pebblepot. To the Do-Riders, my first D&D party. May all our adventures be wondrous. Thank you for being my friends. Always got to respect the Do-Riders every week. Salil, Jack M., Leviathan, Bioquart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H., Trub Hopdropper, Jack H., Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow. We snip in your honor. Fanderay, Garswold the Moist, Lindsay W., Juicy Kiwi and Jake's Fire Squire desire to aspire to spire like Maguire. Well done. Valen, Carlin C., Emily S., Scrip Skipper, Harry Cox, Noah, the bagel of all things, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger, Stripey, Laura, Dandy, Eric B., Marcos P., Jordan P., the occasional crit reporter, Court, would like to apologize for last week's bizarre description. Learns, the Balance Druid. Dayton M. Dakota James P. Frida Maolo. Pagos. Betrothed, self-proclaimed Fae Prince. Whoa, betrothed, that's new. Congrats, Pagos. Tracy P. The Crick Elf Librarian. Andy E. Holly Hyena. Kristen Z. The I Will Use What You Love Against Your DM. Leia C. Paige H. Helen of Briz. May B, Pixel Stars, Akash T, Kristen with a K, Cal, Just Cal, Commodore, Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, A Monk Named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Monster Hunter Neos, and Simon, rolling death saves in Dreamland. Has anyone heard his story in the shoutouts? Can an elder find him before a Nat 1? Oh no! Keychains, Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kyra, her busty queen, Michael the Esri Pop idol, Morgan M, appealing sticker, Stephen E, your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle, Andrew and Sid, so young but so wise, it's a pleasure, John Adams, yes, like the president, Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia, James F, Cap and Cappy, M4L, Wayfarer, now trapped in the Feywild after not fully reading the terms and conditions of their legal settlement with Mothership. Andrew B., Sir Smut, Barpo Goodbarrel, Barbarian and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Mary Beth C., Malora, Devotee. 3. Awakened Gooses, not Geese, Gooses. Welshlander, Garrett G., a.k.a. One Big Curd, Mr. D., Dana Daisy, Sean J., Ethan B., Renee, the Monster Captain, Hop, the Dancing Rabbit, Hope Stagger, the only dagger of hope, Olivia, the Enchanting Bard, who will totally be making money and a grand novel off the Duck Team Tales with an on-the-go, all-the-stop show, Winter Slade, Michaela R., Riley S., Faco, Angry Wheat, the game itself that has finally found himself. Your boy, Anthony, who moved positions and can't listen to podcasts at work anymore. Ugh, that sucks, Anthony. I hope that you have a long drive at the very least. Josh H. Jack, the Jack's Jinxing Rogue on the run with Bahumia's balls. Mango Empanadas. Lara Hurwitz, the big bad evil gal. James Brown.
Trogdor, the Burninator.
Clementine T. Caleb L., this message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC. Happy birthday, Pixie. Ponderful, the pink dragon. Alex R., Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian with a bad back. Papa Wookie, MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. Dogs of Babel, Kelvius Silverfang, Gino T, Mama Bell, the Silver Serpent herself, there she is, Funir, Straw Man, 18 Wheels of Rubber and Steel, Dr. Tolkis, Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats and Wiki Wiki Remix, Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats, Derek D, Tristan G, Cal the Rabid Runt, Jazzman and Fam, the surgeons behind Pindergreen's juicy new ass, we salute you. David N, Alpha F, Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua P S, Martin T, Alexande, Mandil K, and Emma S. Whew, that is all of our elders. Thank you so, so much for your continued support and dedication. If you would like to join this illustrious number, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. That's going to be it for us this week. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.